Back here on the campus of Nicholls State University for the Louisiana Line Camp, Steve Geller, Mike Dettillier. Mike, seeing on the good old Twitter sphere out there that the Saints did make a move today, waiving cornerback Fayon Hicks. We saw him a little bit during camp, but was really dealing with a hamstring issue. Not really a surprise they parted ways with the corner.
He got beat, and you could tell he was hurt.
Right.
He just didn't seem quick into and out of his transition at that corner position. So, doesn't really surprise me. And you got other areas you could maybe add a player here or there. If it's tight end, running back, whatever, you're going to have to be able to, at least until Juwan gets back, you got to be able to add some depth at that tight end position. And I think you never got enough running backs. That's just me. Lineman, too. I mean, I would take a tackle if there was one out there that I could get at a pretty good price.
Do you know much about, I think it was Friday, that they signed Jesper Horsted, the tight end?
Yeah.
He doesn't have too much experience.
Yeah, he's a former receiver that converted into the tight end position. He's a flex guy. Good. He's a decent receiver. He's a really good special teams player.
Okay.
And I think that's what catch your eye, that he can play special teams. But, you know, everybody's kind of bailing water a little bit until you can get Juwan back.
Right, exactly. And that, you look at the market right now, the free agent market, they ain't much out there for tight ends.
Okay, everybody talk about, trade Alvin Kamara. Okay, who are you going to bring in? Okay, and that next Alvin Kamara don't have his hand way up in the air.
You trade Alvin Kamara, who's your number one back?
Okay, you don't realize this. You built this offense sort of around him this year. Now, you got a tough decision. Because if you extend that contract, you've given it to a 30-something-year-old running back.
Right. You never want to do that. Obviously.
And so you make that choice. The 49ers did. The Titans didn't in the offseason. They said, man, thank you. Thank you, Derek. You were unbelievable with us, but we got to move on. And the Ravens said, okay, for 2 years, we'll give you that $16 million and guarantee you the $9 million, but we're not giving you no double-digit millions, so to speak, 10 a year, you're going to get that particular part. So, man, the devaluation of the running back spot, well, I was talking to Pete about that. Other than linebacker, I think that's the other spot. You see the devaluation come draft time.
Right.
Unless you can rush the quarterback as an edge guy, as a linebacker, that off linebacker, getting picked real high.
Right.
And it's the same thing at running back. It's just part of the world we live in football-wise.
Right. Checking in, Mike, on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. See, we got James on the line. What you got for us today, James?
It's funny. While you were saying this, Mike, and I was just reading an article where they had us as a top 10 pick next season by a guy by the name of James Pierce, defensive end. But to your point, no, running back is going to be hard to find one. But I read another article earlier, and I brought it to Charlie's attention earlier, that basically it's not much to offer in terms of picks for Kamara. But the most appealing one to me was Brandon Cooks from Dallas, and they get Kamara, and we give up a 7. Now, and the only reason why that's appealing to me is, as much as I like Shaheed, you know, he's from Weber State. You know, we don't run a lot of three wide receiver sets in this new offense. It's 2 tight ends, 2 running backs, fullback, running back, whatever. How comfortable are you with Shaheed going up against the number 2 wide receiver? I mean, cornerback, rather. So I think Cooks would be an asset. And I know he had a down year for the Jets last season, but what about the older Cooks?
Dalvin Cook.
He's Cook.
Dalvin, yeah.
I think as a player, we've seen the best of Dalvin Cook. And I wouldn't make that trade Kamara for Brandon Cook. I've seen enough of Brandon Cooks. And listen, I think he's a productive player in the right scheme, but man, I'm not giving up Alvin Kamara for him. No way.
No way. Consider Alvin still a top 10 running back in the NFL. Cooks is not in that realm. Good player, though.
Yeah, he's got a role.
Right.
But isn't the same role as what Shaheed has?
Yeah, to me, I'd rather have the younger option.
Yeah, so I'm going to pass on that, James. I ain't dealing him to no Dallas and getting just Cooks back. That's not working for me. And with Dalvin, man, I think all those hits early in his career, I mean, you just got so much mileage you can put on the car before it don't run as well.
I thought the Vikings were nuts, but they seemed to know it was time to cut bait.
They knew it. It was time to move on from Dalvin, who, man, when he was healthy –
yeah.
He was something. And, you know, he took a lot of hits. He was a big – you talk about a bell cow runner. Dalvin Cook was that. And then when he goes to the Jets, looks like he was looking at a team pitcher defensively. It was almost like Alvin a year ago, okay? You got to give him something to get him off the line of scrimmage, and that's part scheme for the Saints. Big part, too, is – you got to get improvement along the offensive line. I think the Jets have the same issues the Saints have. Up front, along the offensive line, is not very good at all. Man, if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I understand why he's skipping some of that practice time, man. I mean, I know you can't hit him, but good gracious. The offensive line is not very good in New York, and it's not very good down here.
You looking at the Alvin Kamara situation now, Mike, and how are you feeling about the Saints ponying up and paying him? Do you think we'll get a deal done before training camp, during training camp? Because I sure hope we don't see AK missing too much time learning this new system.
I think deadlines always get you.
Always per actions,
yeah,
right?
I mean, you know, it's the way of the world. that gets you cranked up. So I don't I'd be surprised if they did a deal between now and training camp, to be honest with you. I think once you get into training camp and beyond, that always sort of gets the grease on the wheel.
Right, because he doesn't want to miss time either because he is under contract currently and could be fined too.
Yeah, and the one thing I do remember Sean telling me about him, one of the smartest players I ever coached. You show him once, he gets it. But, you know, it's not like being around your teammates. It's not about learning something new, which you're involved with today. It is a new offensive scheme for this football team. And you've built it, you say, okay, the Shanahan-Kubiak deal, building it around similar to what San Francisco had. Well, guess who was their bell cow? It was McCaffrey, right?
Very similar
I'm not
guy.
Trying to compare McCaffrey to Kamara,
right.
But that's what you built around. You built your offense around that, getting that ball out in the flat one-on-one to Kamara and having him be the guy that's going to carry the load for you. Do you feel comfortable with Kendra Miller being your guy?
No.
Or Jamal Williams being your guy?
And to me, I think obviously Kamara sees that those 2 days he was there for minicamp and was like, shoot, I don't need to do any more of this. They need me.
No, listen, you don't have to be a football Albert Einstein to figure that out. I think he took a good look and said, you know what, you guys, y'all need me. And listen, a lot of people don't like to hear that because the boss is always right. They're always going to agree.
Well,
in this case here, he took a good look, and he took a look around that field and said, man, them guys, they ain't me. They ain't Alvin. And so he sort of got him in a really tough situation right now. Really tough.
Yeah, that's one of the things, like during mandatory minicamp, the start of it, our boss, Diane Newman, she even asked me, so what really stood out to you? And it was like the first thing was, well, when you see a guy like Alvin Kamara, he's just clear-cut above the rest. And obviously these guys are all pros, all made in the NFL, all immense talents, but AK is just that next level.
Okay, my thing is, when Marshawn Lattimore hit the field at corner, was there any question
who the guy was? Amen,
okay,
right.
He said it. I'm the number one guy, and he was.
Yep.
Okay, yeah.
Interception his first day.
Yeah, and, you know, he got beat, but so what? I mean, you know, that's going to happen. You're not going to win every battle. But it was obvious when he hit that practice field who the top running back was, who the top cornerback was. You might not like it, okay, and you got your own opinion, but it was pretty obvious who the top guys were at both those positions, and it was Kamara and it was Lattimore.
You mentioned, obviously, the team might consider adding some talent, some depth in certain spaces. Do you think running back could be one of those areas?
It could be.
Obviously, Jamal Williams is up in age. You're still unsure of what Kendra Miller can do. We've been impressed with a young guy like Jordan Mims, but he's also still unproven.
Yeah, Jordan Mims is sort of a middle-class version of Pierre Thomas.
Okay.
You know, you take a look at it, he's that type of player. Well, I think, you know, he's solid. He can come in and give you some reps. at running back. He's got the ability to make the first guy miss. He catches the ball really well coming out of the backfield. But what his coaches at Fresno told me was his best attribute, picks up the blitz. Think about that. If you're a quarterback and you got
like
a
that,
running
right?
back that can pick, what? I want that guy on the field. The guy that ain't going to do it, I'm going to get killed.
Yeah.
You know, if he don't pick up the blitz. So other than Alvin, you have a lot of uncertainty
for
at
sure.
running back. Especially with Kendra, you don't know anything about him as a professional player. Jamal, who had that great year in Detroit, and then last year.
Stinko.
He didn't play well. He wasn't.
And I know you can blame the O-line a lot, but, man, you still.
He didn't make people miss.
No, you didn't.
He didn't power
nothing.
Through a tackle. And so, yeah, that's a lot reasoning behind maybe adding a running back, if you can get one out there, or possibly another tight end, because if Juwan's going to miss all the way up into the beginning of the season, you're going to need some depth at that tight end position.